Praise God. I got you. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, open up your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. Last week, we started with the Spirit of Truth, and we spoke out of John 16, 13, where it says, "Howbeit, when the Spirit of Truth is come, he shall guide you all into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." And we talked about the Spirit being the guide, the guider. He's guiding us with spiritual guidance. And when I was seeking the Lord this week, I'm going to go in the next few weeks or the next few months. I don't know how long this is going to last. But God told me I'm supposed to interlace the Spirit with grace. So I'm going to be doing messages interlaced with the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, and with grace. Amen? So tonight we're going to be talking about the new growth. Amen? How many in the room need to grow up? Yes, he doesn't give us a choice whether we want to grow up or not. This isn't a choice. Still growing. He constantly reminds us to study to shew ourselves approved workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Yes. Amen. Amen. We're supposed to put away childish ways. I'm coming back to a heart of worship, and it's all about you. So tonight we're looking at new growth, and you know, we're new creations in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And things are new every day. So we have to continue to grow. Every time I think I've arrived somewhere, something happens. Normally what happens in my life is a storm. When I think I've gotten to a place or I think I've arrived, there's a storm that comes. And the Lord said to me, I said, "Lord, why do I need this storm?" And he said to me, "In the storm is the only place you grow, and is the only place you're strengthened in." Amen. And God wants us to strengthen us, because there are storms that we will face so that we can pass through the storm and not hang out in it. Amen. So in verse number 11, I have in verse 12, I'm going to start reading verse number 11. He said, "Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the longsuffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, have written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. But ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness." And here's where we're going to look at tonight. The Spirit's going to help us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it here tonight to accomplish something in every heart and every life, not only of those that are gathered here tonight, but those that are listening on the website, Father God. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring glory and honor to you, and may they minister to every hearer in Jesus' name. We'll never cease to give you all the glory and praise. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, one of the things that I was always told to grow up. Grow up. I told Sarah with my wife so many times, I act like a kid so I don't see how old I am. So I try to behave like a kid sometimes. And sometimes my wife says to me, just grow up. Right, honey? Amen. So, for us to put away our childish ways and to grow in the grace of God. We're talking about growing in grace, new growth, to grow in the grace of God. To grow, we have to allow the word to be imparted, to impart the word. So to impart, I have in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. What do you think of when you think of the word impart?
Give.
To give? Putting something in you to make a deposit. Amen? We impart our check into the bank and we depart some funds out. That's kind of corny, kind of off the rocket. But we're going to impart to grow. And 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, and he hath given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. So when he talks about administering the seed is the word of God. As the word goes into us, we have to apply it to us first. And then we can multiply the seed by sharing the word with others. I'm growing in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So as we're growing and learning in his word says it will never return unto him void. It'll accomplish what he sent it to do. So tonight, for this new growth, to grow, God wants to impart a word into your hearts and lives tonight. When you impart something, it's also to increase, to increase. I love the saying, I must decrease and he must increase. More of him and less of me. Amen. And I don't know about you, but in me, there's a lot of me I have to get out of the way. Hello? He who has begun a good work in you is faithful to see it through to completion. So he's always at work in our hearts and lives. And he says to us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 12. Now, when I'm increasing and I'm growing and the seed of the word is deposited in me, there's something else that increases in my life. The love of God. The love of God is what's being manifested to others. My love has conditions. God's love is unconditional. Amen. And his love abounds even when people mess up.
Amen.
And it's got to continue. He says in verse number 12, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. To the end, he may establish your hearts unblameable and holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all of his saints. You know, when I'm looking at this, there is something that's trying to be, that the world is, and the church is trying to remove out of the word. It's holiness. God said, be holy for I am holy. God is not removing holiness. When I read my Bible, it's the holy Bible, amen? And holiness is what takes place in our lives when we apply the word of God and allow his love to flow in and through us to others. So he says to increase, this means that we need to insist, in 2 Peter chapter 1. The word of God says this in verse number 5. He says, and then this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and the brotherly kindness, charity, or agape love. Yeah. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the first he says to us to grow, we impart the word that brings us to increase, but we must insist on doing according to God's word. In other words, we add and God multiplies. Amen. Recognize that even in the midst of this, the Holy Spirit's saying, recognize in the midst of this that we're growing in the grace of God in this new growth, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not in the natural, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of every stronghold, casting down every imagination that exalted itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. So if faith is the substance of the things I'm hoping for, the evidence of things not seen, I got to get these things out of the way, because when I'm looking through my natural eyes, I'm not seeing what I want to see. How many is truly seeing what they want to see? Hello?
Nope.
Remember this. It's very easy for us to continue to be used in a mighty way for God. When we mess up, fess up.
That's it. Yep. That's right.
There's nothing wrong with saying you're wrong.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody thinks that just because if they say that they're wrong, that makes them a failure. And that's a lie from the pits of hell. They're a failure if they don't admit that they're wrong.
Amen.
You want to pass the test, fess. Amen. When you're wrong, just admit that you're wrong. Amen. It's amazing how much peace comes into a room when somebody takes the blame. I don't know about you, but I'm so grateful that Jesus took my blame.
Amen.
Amen. He took my blame so I don't have to go through the flame.
That's right.
I'm a poet and didn't know it, right?
That's right.
Hallelujah. So first, to grow and to gain, and I'm talking about to gain knowledge, and this calls for us to choose. One thing that I find about the Lord and God, the Lord and Savior and God that I serve, that we serve, is he doesn't make me do anything.
Amen.
He gives me a choice.
Yes, he does.
Choose this day who you will serve.
And get about serving.
And get about doing it. Be about the Father's business.
Amen.
I love it where the prophet Hosea said in Hosea chapter 6. Verse number 3, we're gaining the knowledge. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter in former rain unto the earth. Man, I've been praying, and there's a move of God that's coming that's never been witnessed before since the beginning of creation. Amen. We're stepping into the last days. Amen. Amen. Signs and wonders are going to be following all over the place. God's just trying to get his church in line so we're ready to usher in his return.
Amen.
Amen. So he says to us to continue. Do you have some scriptures in the Bible that you overuse? This is a couple of my favorite of Jesus in John 8, 31. Jesus makes it simple. If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. But if you continue, this thing that I've arrived is from outer space. It ain't from the kingdom of God. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And if it doesn't align with his word, it's not the truth, and it will never set you free. It may make you free temporarily, but that monster will come back in a greater way.
Yes, he will.
Amen. So when I was looking at that, to celebrate, I love what the prophet Jeremiah said in Jeremiah chapter 9. Verse number 24. The prophet Jeremiah said, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. So we're looking first to the new growth. By grace we're to grow. By grace we're to gain knowledge. And by grace, we're to give him all the glory. Amen. To reward. I love what Jesus said, Matthew 16. Remember? He said, Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give your Father in heaven all the glory.
That's right.
Matthew 16, 27, for the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels. And then he shall reward every man according to what? To his works. Faith without works is dead, being alone. It ain't my talk, it's my walk.
Amen.
There's many that are talking, but they're still walking like an Egyptian.
Right.
Amen. So he says to us to respect, and what we have respect to is to our Lord and Savior. I put it only in John chapter 1. Verse 14, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God, all things were made by him, without him was not anything made that was made, and in was light, the light shined in the darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. And in verse 14, he says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, when we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. So what we're doing is the new growth is we're growing in grace. We're gaining knowledge to bring God glory. Amen. I kind of like looking at the end of the book. You know, I go into Revelations and because when I'm going through something, I read the end of the book, and when I read the end of the book, I see I win, and it's victory, and it helps me fight the battle I'm facing a little stronger. So to respond, in Revelation chapter 5, verse number 12, there's a choir, and they're saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Amen. Amen. "I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You look much deeper within than the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. Don't let anything steal your praise and your worship to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords." It doesn't matter what the sound is. It doesn't matter what the voice is. What matters is the heart of worship.
Yes.
Amen. And guess what? He inhabits the worship and praise of his people. And nowhere does it say he inhabits the praise of those that sing in key. Right? It doesn't say that. He says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord."
Yes,
he does. Amen? A joyful noise. Now, if I can't sing so good, I should have a smile on my face while I do it. Because I'm making a joyful noise. I'm corny, I guess. That's from the Greek koinonia. To generate. When you worship and praise the Lord,
yes,
with a heart of worship, the Holy Spirit's within you, but the presence of God fills the atmosphere.
Yes, it does.
No sound like the sound of a solicitor.
That's right. And all of a sudden, God starts ministering and doing things in the atmosphere.
Yes.
People were delivered.
Yes.
People were healed.
Yes.
People were freed.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Things start taking place. Why? Because we have a heart of worship and praise. Yes. Why? Because we have faith to believe that God's going to do what he said he's going to do.
Amen.
Why? Amen. When I come, I'm like, do you know any woman that's going to go up to the birthing floor of the hospital, and she's pregnant and she's in labor, that she isn't expecting to give birth to something, or to a child, right? There is no woman that isn't expecting birth when she's in that place. And God says he's depositing things in you and I, and we should expect things to be birthed in the atmosphere. We should expect God to do something supernatural every time we gather together. Amen. Amen. We have to have that heart of expectation. Amen. Like that mom, that mother that's expecting that child, there's a heart of expectation. And God says if we just come with a heart of expectation, he will not never cease to amaze us. Amen. Because he does something every time. There's something that you're trying to carry and that you're trying to battle that does not belong to you. And you're trying to do it on your own strength. And the Father says, "Release it to me." He says, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. I will fight that battle for you. Release it to me. Don't try to fight it on your own strength. Release it. It does not belong to you, says the Lord. It does not belong to you. Do you not trust me, says the Lord? Have I not shown you time and time before? Have I not been faithful to you in the past? And as I have been faithful to you in the past, I will be faithful to you in the present, and I'll be faithful to you in the future. Trust me, says the Lord, and release it to me. And if you do that, and you truly do that, whatever the Lord is dealing with you on, because that's between you and the Lord, He isn't getting me into your inventory. Then we generate Revelation 4:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Look at the one next to you and say, you were created for God's pleasure. And it's a place, and it's my pleasure to be here with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. So what is the Lord saying to us tonight? Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth has come, he shall guide us in all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever that he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he'll show us things to come. God has shown us that we're growing. Amen. We're growing in the grace of God. We're gaining the knowledge of God, and we're witnessing his glory manifested in our hearts and lives. Amen. Because you know what? If you just put to practice what the Holy Spirit and God just said, there's something that'll be lifted off of you that'll never come back.
Amen.
Amen. Let's lift our hands and give God thanks. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in every heart, in every life. I thank you for every man, woman, and child in this room, Father God. I thank you that you've called them and anointed them and appointed them for a time such as now. Father, just as you have spoken, Father God, we bind every weapon the enemy has tried to form against them and their faith in Jesus' name. We call it loose from them by the power and authority of the name of Jesus. So, Lord, strengthen us in your power and might so that we can fight the good fight and that we may lay hold of eternal life where we're called and we profess a good testimony before many witnesses. So, Lord, use us for your glory and honor, and we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.